Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Our guest today is the freshly Emmy-nominated co-host of NFL Live, ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes, also, of course, host of The Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny. Mina, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Fun and interesting time to talk about the Washington football team.
Yes. Although interesting for a different way than we're used to, which honestly, thank God. It has been a wild couple of years. But we wanted to have you on because we're big fans of what you're doing with the War Room concept on your show. And I think it's really fun to kind of just like put that pressure on in the moment. So we thought we'd start with a couple of the teams there, but obviously spend a little bit more time, undue time, if you will, on Washington, or I guess it would be undue time if this wasn't ultimately supposed to be a Commanders podcast. So with one, obviously it's Caleb Williams. We know that, and thus we can skip it. But when you've put Drake May up there for folks, you put Jaden Daniels up there for folks. I don't know if you put a JJ McCarthy up for anybody to select from.
I have not.
But you did put a pretty interesting trade up for Chris Sims this week on the most recent version with that Minnesota, 11-23 and basically every second round pick that they are allowed to offer. So let's take the trade off the table for a second and just the two that you have at the top. If I put you on the clock and say Jaden Daniels, Drake May, who's your pick for Washington at two?
Yeah, my pick is Drake May, which going into this whole draft season, I thought was going to be the consensus. Turned out it's far from the consensus. In fact, you've got Jaden Daniels now being picked to go first overall by some analysts. Not going to happen, but some of my colleagues like him better than Caleb Williams. But for me, it's May for a number of reasons. I think the biggest one is I just think the traits at this point, when you look around the NFL and you see the quarterbacks like Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, just that common thread of the unbelievable arm talent with the second reaction ability is something that I see in May, which isn't to say he's going to be any of them, but I think he's very unique in that way. I also think at North Carolina, he faced a ton of adversity this season, really difficult situation, lapses in pass protection, vastly inferior weapons, of course, to Daniels. And I think that explains a lot of the issues at time you saw on tape. So I like his upside a lot. Might take him a second to sort of reach the ceiling, but I think because of how high the ceiling is, I would take him second overall.
Is there any reservation about some of the like technical stuff you see on tape? Obviously, with like footwork, the drops, kind of the inaccuracies, like, and you mentioned, like, I think I would be in total agreement with you, right? It's extremely important to like acknowledge his ceiling is probably the highest of anybody in the class outside of Caleb Williams, but like, is he going to get there, right? You know, Allen, they kind of sat with him for 3 years, you know, Mahomes got to sit, all these guys with all these kind of tools that need developmental periods made it happen. Is Washington in a position where they can make that happen? And do you think he can get there?
It's a great question about Washington being in the position to start with. And you mentioning that some of those like toolsier raw quarterbacks having time or, you know, in the case of like Allen, like a really good situation in Buffalo where it actually took Josh Allen 2 years to really become Josh Allen. You know, they go out, they build, they trade for Stephon Diggs, for example. And I think with Washington, it's a good question because while Washington has the skill players, the offensive line is a huge, huge question mark, even with some of the additions that they made in free agency. That said, I don't think, I don't see May as a prospect where issues in pass protection, I think, would affect him necessarily. The whole David Carr example. To me, it would more be about coaching and scheme. And actually, that's probably the bigger question I have is Cliff Kingsbury, also more than the personnel around him. Is he the right play caller to develop him? I do like the fact that there's Cliff Kingsbury, the play caller, and then there's Cliff Kingsbury, the developer of quarterbacks. And I think actually it's that second part that I'm maybe more confident in, and I like the fit more from that perspective because, to your point, there is some mechanical stuff that needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah. It's every time you feel like you make a decision, we're just like, all right, the guy that we like is this. And the minute that name comes out of your mouth, you're like, ah, but you're passing up over here. And I think it's also like a patience thing. You know, Washington fans have been waiting for so long. And so for some of them, they look at the Marcus Mariota side and they're like, that dude can't play. You have to take Jaden Daniels. Like, what's your kind of your as you've looked at this longitudinally over the years, the tolerance for teams to wait actually and have the patience. Yeah. Versus
he's playing out. He's kind of the, play. He's going to play. Let's be real.
But I think the Allen example is good though, because like he both sat and played at the same time. Like they insulated him in a way that worked.
And he played pretty quickly. I mean, everybody plays. The only guys who don't play are like Jordan Love, because you have Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. People forget how freaking good Alex Smith was that finally, like Alex Smith, this is like one of my big pet peeves is the retconning of like Alex Smith's career. Alex Smith's final year in Kansas City was extremely good. Like that offense was excellent. And he was also pushing the ball downfield. So usually, you know, when you look at these guys who have sat and the willingness of teams to sit him, it's not really about the rawness of the quarterback, although I certainly think that helped Jordan Love, you know, getting a chance, sort of especially because of the college situation he was coming from, but rather it's about the quarterback who's playing ahead of them. And a team like Washington, I think Marcus Mariota is a perfectly serviceable backup quarterback. Whoever you draft will play. He will play. It is not New England, I think, is actually a situation where you actually might see a quarterback sitting because I think Brissett, you guys saw in limited exposure, is like probably one of the best backup quarterbacks in the entire NFL, in my opinion. Yep. So, but I think with Washington, whoever you draft, you're going to get out on the field quickly, honestly, for better or worse.
Yeah, and I think that's a really interesting observation because I do think that there are ways to insulate a quarterback. I think Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, kind of this defense first rushing attack approach, which I think could be implemented here. And I think it goes back to your point about Cliff kind of, you know, the developer of quarterbacks and how they insulate him. Is there my one question coming out of this conversation, because I think I agree with everything you said, is why no JJ? Why is he not in this conversation for you?
Yeah, I do like JJ, and the more I watched him, the more I got it, right? Especially when you look at him through the lens of some of the, I would say, the predominant scheme in today's NFL, the Shanahan offenses. You look at him, it's so easy to imagine him slotting into one of those offenses. It's easy to see why those coaches would privilege his skill set. He's accurate. He throws over the middle of the field, which not all the quarterback prospects do in this draft. He is athletic. And so I get it. It makes sense. However, there are questions for me. I think his arm talent is not up to let's just compare him to May, for example, who seems to be kind of the faller and JJ's the riser. Who knows how much of that is real? Obviously, Drake May is bigger, and I think, you know, the tools are there. The arm talent to me is more impressive. You don't see that same sort of out of structure playmaking with JJ consistently that you see with Drake May. You see a little bit. He throws on the run really well. Again, I like him as like a boot quarterback, but so there's that. And then, you know, as far as like the throws go, he is accurate. There aren't that, to me, that many touch throws on tape. It's a lot of line drives. So I think I have questions, too, about sort of ability there compared to, again, the top three quarterbacks. So I think you see that all with them on their tape. And then some of it is just sample size straight up. Like, you know, the guy wasn't asked to do a lot. A lot of that was because of the offense. And I think there's a bit of projection going on that I get why that's alluring, right? Which is always like the unknown, but for me it raises questions.
Yeah, it's funny because I think Logan and I both have had the same thing, but we also have had to check our biases big time with JJ because it looks like, as you said, the predominant system, which he played in and I've covered the my entirety of my career. And he played in for almost the entirety of his career. So it's like, oh yeah, that looks like NFL. That's the NFL we know. And so it's,
well,
it's
the hard. Offense is an NFL offense. Yeah. You're watching right. a guy run it. I mean, so much like we were on NFL Live talking about Bo Nix and I was like, dude, I don't know. I mean, it's like RPOs and screens right. and what guys wide open off of like, yeah, it's so collegey. Whereas when you watch JJ McCarthy, it looks like he's under yeah. center, he's booting, like it, you see it. So I think it's just a lot easier. And then I think with the success of like Brock Purdy, and he's kind of like, okay, maybe it could be Purdy plus, you know,
right.
You see why coaches like it. It's the same reason why Kirk Cousins just got 4 years, $180 million, you know? It's like,
right. 100%.
I get it.
So if we go back to the war room scenario and I say, yeah. okay, May's your guy, but I'm going to offer you the same Minnesota deal that you offered Chris Sims on your show. Would you still just take May or would you have interest where Washington is in that Minnesota trade back?
I'm taking May. I think Washington has enough talent to where it's not like, oh my God, this team is a disaster and there's so many holes. I mean, there's some pretty market holes at pretty premium positions, no doubt, on this roster. But I think because you already have really good wide receivers, you have really good interior defensive line, there's still, you have enough talent to where I don't feel like it's a total teardown and where the quarterback is being put in an awful, like an untenable position to succeed. I also think at a certain point, it's like, you got it. You need a quarterback, right? And if you're a team that's kind of been wading through it for a while, I think you just kind of hit a wall with it where you're like, all right, we got to take a quarterback. You have a chance to get a really good one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, awesome. And so then I guess, I don't know. What's the next pick we got, Craig? We got like a whole bunch of
stuff over there. I mean, if you want to talk about untenable, we can go to New England. We can just go to three and the situation there. But I think that like, you know, we talk about these inflection points in the draft and where this thing flips. And I think really the next, I mean, three, obviously, whether New England sits or trades back, that's an inflection point because that shapes depending, you know, where the quarterbacks go, how desperate teams get. Arizona, same thing. LA, same thing. New York, like, is a quarterback there for them? Do they get aggressive and go up? Like, I really feel like every pick, I mean, even seven at Tennessee is a really like low-key interesting one to me. Like, I feel like the draft could just veer off in a bunch of different directions at any one of those picks.
I think you could see teams trading up to, like you said, every spot from three through nine, which is wild. But not just because of the quarterback factor. So at 3, 4, 5, whatever team wants either QB3 or JJ McCarthy, maybe even higher, whatever, you're suddenly looking at, okay, any of those teams, Minnesota, Las Vegas, Denver, could potentially trade up. But I'll say this too, like the wide receivers, the top three wide receivers in this draft, Harrison Jr., Odunze, and Nabers, are so good and so universally thought of that way that I wouldn't be surprised if you might see a surprise trade up to 7, 8, 9 from one of those receivers too, which is crazy because that so rarely happens.
So let me flip this question to both of you then. Like if you're one of those teams, any team between 3 and 9, so that is New England, Arizona, LA, the Giants, Tennessee, Atlanta, Chicago, for those that don't have a draft board in front of them at home, which of those teams most wants to trade back? Like who benefits the most from getting out of that range, whether because the player that they like is probably best taken later, they need to get multiple picks. Mina, start with you. Like who wants to get out of there the most?
So originally I thought the Cardinals are the obvious one because that roster has more needs than positions of stability, frankly. Like you look at that roster, you're feeling good about offensive tackle, tight end, McBride, safety, that's it. Quarterback, right? So, but they do have an extra first from the Texans trade last year and then an extra third round pick. So they have a ton of draft capital. And increasingly, I'm like, at a certain point, you can't. I know their GM likes to trade Monty Osborne, but like a certain point, you just take Marvin Harrison Jr., man. Like, that's what I would do, honestly. I get it makes sense. But I just think, you know, you got enough picks and you got to start building a roster with really like your core players. The Chargers to me are the team that I would trade down if I were them, frankly, because I think it has been a highly overrated roster now for several years. And suddenly you're looking at it and you're just so many positions of need. So while taking one of those wide receivers would be really tempting or offensive tackle, they've been linked with Joe Alt a lot, I would really consider taking a haul if it's available to them.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think stylistically, like who Harbaugh wants to be, I don't think there's a player there in that kind of range that you feel really good about. I think Joe Alt's a guy that gets a lot of love, but I think he's a little bit more developmental than people want to think. I think Olufoshano is kind of a lot of people's too. I don't think he's physical enough, quite frankly, for what Harbaugh wants to be. That's so great. I think you're kind of in that J.C. Latham, Troy Fontenot, Amarius Mims kind of range, and I could easily train down to 11 and probably get one of those guys there. Yeah. Talisi Fuaga is the other guy. So I just think stylistically, the culture they're trying to build there, you're looking for a big, mauling right tackle that can block gap scheme runs and be aggressive. So why not get some money in return for the player that you really want, which is later in the draft?
Yeah. Totally agree.
So that brings us then to 7 and 8, Tennessee and Atlanta, which have been like at this point feels like a joke. It's like, okay, Tennessee, pencil in Alt, Atlanta, pencil in Turner. Which do you think is less likely to actually happen that way?
It's such a good question.
I did it. I asked the good question. Logan, I'm so sorry. We've been doing this podcast for 2 years. I haven't asked you a single one. Mita's been here for 10 minutes. And
I've done this War Room draft now 4 times, and every single time it's gone Alt, Turner. Or, you know, and it's just, I think it'll be really hard, though, for both those teams to turn down the big three receivers, but it's so obviously not what they should do. So I think that the more likely outcome to throw a little bit of a curveball would be Tennessee trading down and someone else jumping the Jets and the Bears to get like Odunze, because Tennessee thinks, to Logan's point, we can get one of those offensive tackles a little bit later. That would be the more likely outcome.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, Tennessee, to me, like, knowing Bill Callahan and knowing stylistically, like, who he wants to be, they want to run a lot of duo, want to get the ball downhill. Like, again, both those players don't really fit, like, from a cultural standpoint. The one that gets me, and I think you've talked about this on your show, Mina, is the Atlanta one with Dallas Turner. Like, when I watched the tape of Dallas Turner, I'm like, the guy to me is Laiatu Latu, like, is a pass rusher. And I know there's the medical stuff, I know there's the stuff, but, like, if I want 10 sacks next year, the guy I'm drafting is the kid from UCLA. Like, I'm not going in on this, like, traitsy. Again, the traits are important, no doubt.
Oh, no,
but
you're
right. I want to get your thoughts on it.
This is a head-heart thing for me because my heart, I like Latu's tape better. I mean, he's so freaking polished as a pass rusher, and it's so – it's so easy for me to imagine him being productive in the NFL immediately. But I try to put on my GM hat when I think about it. And it's like, obviously the injuries are real and it's something you have to consider. But then, like, you know, with these pass rushers, you do the traits and the length and the athleticism and all of that and the size and all of it does. I mean, Latu's athletic though. It's not like he's not not athletic, but I have questioned the fact that I have Turner in chalk there. He does have a lot I like, you know. I think
no doubt
more explosive, for example. But you do wonder. You're like, okay, well, like, where's the production? You know, is this the production of a top 10 pick? And we have seen in recent years, by the way, like the traits of your edge rushers have struggled in the NFL. Yeah. You think about Walker in Jacksonville. So I have been wrestling with this as well. And this is something, it's almost like Atlanta, it's like not, it's kind of a curse for them to pick at 8. And maybe they're a trade down because no, because it does feel too high, right? To take the
3 years in a row that they've been at 8. So like literally they are cursed. That's
and it's, and this is the year, by the way, more than any of those other years where actually you do want to take a skill player at 8 and they don't need a skill player because of the way they've drafted. Right. So it's like kind of weirdly, the board is not perfect for them because so maybe they're more of a trade down team actually as we talk this through.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is obviously we talked edge rusher there. Is the best defensive player an edge rusher or is it a corner or is it a interior defensive player? Because I think like I look at, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and he's my highest rated corner. Yeah. And from a trait standpoint, from a production standpoint, maybe he fits that bill a little bit more acutely. Or there's Byron Murphy, who again, like there's issues there in terms of total production. He's on the ground a little bit more than you like, but in terms of upside, he's like Grady Jarrett's clone, and they have a lot of success with undersized interior players. So
I think Murphy's the best defensive player, to answer your question.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
That's kind of where I landed. Yeah. I just like all around, like we think, I don't know. I think he probably has the highest floor and the highest ceiling to me. But just because of positional value, I have to go a little bit later. We'll see that.
Well, but wait, say that again. Well, like we just saw all these defensive tackles get paid $20 million bucks.
When I say, I meant not positional value, needs rather more. Needs, so like positions at the team. Yeah.
We're about to fight on the show.
No. It's a good time to be a defensive tackle. Yeah. And I think, him and Newton, who's the other three tech that keeps getting kind of pushed up boards. Like I think, you have to take that in consideration if you're a team picking in the middle, like your Seahawks at 16, the Seahawks at 16 is kind of the team, but the Rams at 19 are the other obvious thing. Like it's now, I mean, positional, this is where like positional value does help. Like, yeah, there's actually a huge benefit to getting a penetrating three tech on a rookie deal for 4 years. And it's why like, you know, like I like Bowers could be the faller where a guy like that might rise.
Well, so that's actually where I wanted to go next. If we want to get into a fight, we can talk about tight ends, Logan. Well, you know nothing about that position.
Let's talk about that.
You know, only played it for 10 years. Not like Brock Bowers did, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.